Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Please, don't nobody call Henry Lake right now. Don't tell him what's going on the Shaletta Show, because he's going to lose his whole entire mind. Because he loves my next guest. I mean, he has offered up the firstborn children of his friends to hang out with me when I do monologues on Almanac. He sends me text messages when I'm on. Tell Kathy I said hi. I block him. I do. I block him. When I know I'm on Almanac, I make sure I block him so he can't see me and Kathy hanging out. When he saw Kathy Words dancing in that Soul Train line, he lost his whole mind. So nobody please call Henry Lake right now and tell him that Kathy Werzer is on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker hotline on the Shaletta Show this Saturday morning. Hey, Kathy, what's going on, girl?
Girl, I got off the ladder just for you because I was hanging Christmas lights. That's how much I love you.
Girl, I appreciate it. Wait a minute, girl. Can we get to Thanksgiving? You hanging Christmas lights already?
Yeah, and then after you and I talk, I'm heading out to an event. So I got to get these things up. It's warm out
Okay. You know, you're right, because they say that snow is coming Tuesday. That's what they said. That's what they told us. They said the snow is coming Tuesday. And something else that's coming up on Thursday, you have an amazing event. It's tied to an amazing project, and I am a news junkie, so this is right up my alley. Girl, you done messed around and co-produced a documentary. Now, is this the first time you've done something like this? I did not know documentarian was on your resume, girl.
No, this is the second or third time I've done something like this. Actually, this is a big project, though, and I know you're going to love it, because you and I kind of came up together on the TV side, and this is something I've been working on for years, actually, years and years, and it's a Minnesota Broadcast History Project. This documentary that's going to air on Twin Cities Public Television on November 26th, on the air so everybody can see it, is something that has been in the works now for a while, and we finally got it going. So Thursday, I'm going to go back to my old neighborhood in South Minneapolis. I'm a Southsider, so we're going to show this thing at the Riverview Theater and little snippets and have some conversation, and it's going to be fun. So this is all about the Twin Cities TV news wars battles of the 70s and 80s, when things were changing so fast, Shaletta, during that time period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So remember the high-priced anchors and people that we would all know and love, like the Dave Moores of WCCO.
They were our celebrities. They were our local celebrities. Everybody loved them. But what a lot of people didn't know is they were fierce competitors. If you were on one station and somebody else was on another station, they were trying their best all day long to beat you, to break the story, to get the news before you got it, try to get people not to talk to you so they can have the exclusive. It was a tough business back then.
I know it. It was cutthroat. I just loved it. I mean, it was so much fun.
me too.
Of that. I know. So, and remember all the news helicopters, and everyone had to have special weather radar and graphics and news sets, and it was just all part of the package. And now, let me ask you something. When did you start in the business? I should know.
I started in 2000. So this is my 24th year in news.
Mm-hmm. Good Lord. Wow. Okay. So I started a little bit ahead of you. So I had the opportunity to work with some of these folks who were really pioneers at a time that was just kind of, I think it was kind of the golden era, really, to be honest with you, of TV news. I think a lot of your listeners would also remember names like Bud Crayling, the weather guy in WCCO, Ron Majors, he's in the documentary. Paul Majors, Diana Pierce, Cindy Brucato, Pat Miles, all those names that you would all remember are all in the documentary talking about, as you say, what was it like to compete? And in this time period where there were more women in newsrooms, more people of color in newsrooms, we uncovered a great story. Toni Hughes was her name. She was an accomplished, beautiful black woman. She was the first black person on the air in the Twin Cities. And she was a weather person on WTCN, which is now Care 11. And so we tell her story. And she was truly a groundbreaking media person here in the Twin Cities. So she's a part of it, too. So this was happening at a time that there were so many changes in our business. And it was fun to kind of shine a spotlight on all of that and what it meant at the time and how it looks in the context of history now.
Okay, it's called Broadcast Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And it is making its Twin Cities debut Thursday, November 21st from 6 to 8 at Riverview Theater. I can't believe this. I'm going to say the word that all my listeners love. This is a special free screening of the documentary that Kathy Werzer co-produced for TPT. You can go to her Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram page, Threads. I saw you was on Threads. And sign up. Okay, subscribe to all Kathy's pages. But also, you can get a link to Eventbrite so you can sign up to see the premiere screening of Broadcast Wars. Now, Kathy, I want to take a quick break because I know you got to go, but when we come back, I want you to talk to me because it's going to actually air on the 26th. And I want you to talk to me about what people are going to be most surprised about, what most surprised you, and, you know, how long did it take you to get all this together? And how did you get these people to talk to you? Cindy Brucato don't be talking to people like that. I know. I work with her. More with Kathy Werzer when we come back. They say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. And if you think Vegas is tight-lipped, you ain't been in a newsroom, because back in the day, it was very difficult to get anybody to talk about the stories they were working on or who their next interview project was going to be or what the investigative unit was doing. Somehow, my friend Kathy Werzer has put together a whole documentary called Broadcast Wars, where folks like Cindy Brucato are dishing the dirt about what goes on behind the scenes in the newsroom. Okay, Kathy, I worked with Cindy. Okay, I know Cindy don't be doing no talking, because loose lips will sink the ship of the newsroom. How did you get these people to open up for a whole documentary?
Oh, I'm so honored that they did. And they all said yes. And I think it's because I've been around long enough where I can be trusted, you know, and I've also kind of lived a lot of this, too. It was interesting you said that, because you're right. A newsroom is a tight-lipped place. People also don't talk about what's going on with them. Right. I mean, because this business, as you know, can be very, very difficult. It can be pressure filled, a lot of stress. You got weird hours. You've got the weight of the world on your shoulders. There's a fair amount of trauma when you're covering murders and dead children and horrible accidents. So, folks, and I know you know people, you can count them off on your fingers and toes who've had some issues with substance abuse and some mental health issues. And we talk about that, too, you know, because it's part of the business. It's part of the business. And it's been interesting to hear some of our colleagues talk about what it's like to live this life of running and gunning, and you're going here and there, and at the drop of a hat, you are out the door, and you miss people's funerals, birthdays, Christmas, Thanksgiving, because you're covering a story, and I know you know that too.
Yeah.
So it was, it's a little peek behind the curtain of what it's like
and
in this business.
I tell you, people will not want to miss this. Listen, this is free, a special free screening of Broadcast Wars, a documentary my friend Kathy Wurzer co-produced for TPT. It is taking place on Thursday the 21st from 6 to 8 p.m. at Riverview Theater in South Minneapolis. Now, all you got to do is go to her social media pages, and you can click on the link to go to Eventbrite to sign up.
Actually, I have an easier way to do it, my dear
Please.
Friend.
Please, tell me, girl.
TPT.org/events.
Okay, TPT.org/events. That's so much easier. Okay,
I know.
TPT.org/events. Okay, you talk to all these amazing people that a lot of us would just give our right arm for, to be able to sit in the room and pick their brains or be a fly on the wall as they're having conversations. Of all the people that you talk to in for the documentary Broadcast Wars, what story surprised you the most?
Ooh. You know, it was Cindy Brucato, speaking of Cindy Brucato, and she was very honest, and she, you know, I look at her, and she was one tough woman, right?
Yes, she was.
And yes, and but she was so hurt when she was let go by KSTP, she just never really, she said it just was like a dagger in the heart, because she worked so hard to get them to where they were. And she talks about that. And that surprised me. Her honesty was refreshing, and I was so grateful that she really was a great interview. We had a great time together. So that was interesting to hear her. And then Pat Miles, who I adore with my very soul, she, when you watch her on the air, she was so good, so good. Smooth.
Yeah.
Such a beautiful communicator. She had just these great doubts about her talent. She would just
girl, I know you lying. I know you lying.
Mm-mm.
Pat Miles, no. Pat Miles, like the great Pat Miles, doubted herself.
I doubted herself, right? Exactly. And she would get herself so worked up before a newscast. And she said there was one day she was sitting next to Dave Moore, and she was shaking like a leaf on a tree. And he turns to her off air and says, "Are you going to have a heart attack or what?" And she thought, "Oh my God, he can see I'm so nervous." And she just, and I thought, I was shocked by this. And I thought she just exuded confidence on the air, but yet she was having this battle within, you know. It was very interesting to listen to her.
Wow.
And again, appreciated the honesty. Really appreciated the honesty.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because I think, now you don't have this problem because you are so amazing. You are the queen of all media.
Mm-hmm.
Truly you are. But I bet you we have run into people in our careers who wonder, there's that little bit of imposter syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, I'm here and I don't know if I should be. And that was kind of a theme that was also running through the documentary, too. It was just really interesting to hear that honesty.
And, you know, I think that will help folks relate to some of their heroes, because, you know, these are people that we look up to, especially folks in the business. But, you know, they're delivering our news every day. And especially as women in business, somebody like a Pat Miles or Cindy Brucato, you know, you just watch them and you think, I want to be like them. And they're thinking, I don't even know who I want to be, and I don't know who I am, and should I even be here? And I just find that so refreshing and relatable, especially now as women climb that corporate ladder. And there's more of us who are CEOs and board chairs. When we see these women that we grew up watching and idolizing having the same issues that we face today.
Mm-hmm, exactly. That is exactly right. So that was kind of two surprise. Those are the two big surprises for me among others. and I think, you know, as I look back on this documentary, I'm glad we got it done. There's a radio one coming up, too. So this is a big project. So I'm working on a radio one, and I'm working on a book about broadcast history in Minnesota. So there's all Shaletta Brundage has got to be in that book. I'm just
girl, you got. I want to be in the last chapter because I don't want to be anywhere near or before Cindy Picado. Okay, so tell us again where folks can go and see this free documentary and the screening. They can see it first before anybody else, along with the exclusive panel conversation. And then for folks who can't make it out there, when it's coming on TPT, because girl, we want to see this.
Okay. So thank you. So Thursday's event, this coming Thursday, you can sign up for free tickets, tpt.org/events. It's at the Riverview Theater at the south side of Minneapolis, where I grew up. It's going to be so much fun to be there. We'll start the whole thing at 6 o'clock, 6 until 8. And then if you can't make it to the free event, then just sit down and watch the premiere broadcast, where it's November 26th, 7 o'clock on TPT2. You can also stream it if you want to stream. Get the PBS app, and it's on there, too. So we got you covered. We got you coming and going, no matter how you look at it.
Girl, this is going to be so fun. We got to do, like, a live, like, online talk back with folks. I want to be watching it and posting on social media all the little tidbits and get folks involved and engaged, like a little online watch party. We got to, like, plan something like that. That sounds like
fun. I love that. I want to see you at the Riverview. I want to see you there.
Okay. All right. We're going to work it out. Okay. And if I can get me a babysitter, or we are in the his house. We are in his house, especially since it's free.
Mm. Uh-huh. Well, you know what? I'll do the babysitting. They can come up on stage with me. It'll be just fine.
Girl, not mine. It's another kind of war. It's a parenting war. We're going to go from broadcast wars to parenting wars. Oh, Kathy, girl, I'm going to let you get back to hanging your lights. But I just want to say thank you for taking a minute with me. Thank you for putting this amazing documentary together and shining a light on our broadcasters all these years. I know this has taken a long time, a passion project. How long has it taken before you go? How long have you been working on this?
Oh, you know, the great Ken Burns says it takes him 8 years to do one of his documentaries, and I'm right on track.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
8 years. And this is the research. I mean, this is the whole bowl of wax. That's the book. That's the documentary. That's the whole thing. But it's been 8 years. And then, of course, the pandemic screwed everything up. So, it's been long. It's been
so
long.
It's like eight. The pandemic made it feel like 8 dog years. So it felt longer. Yeah,
right.
It really was. Yeah. So all right, girl. Well, you have a
going.
Yes, and you make sure you come back when the radio one's going, when you got the book done, so we can hang out and talk about that, because you can't fit everything in TV. You can put more stuff in the book, and you can do more stuff in radio. So this is the gift that keeps on giving, and you are a gift to our community. So, girl, I love you, and thank you for coming on the show.
I love you, too. Thanks, Shaletta.
All right. Tell me.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Mama, we say hey.
I will.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.